And I know this is the name of an organization, but it's really true. Jews for Jesus will be hated by all nations. That's when it's no longer just an organization, it's just a fact. Jews for Jesus, those Jews who accept Jesus as their Messiah, will be hated by all nations. And that explains constant stories like this. I'm just giving you a few examples, but if we had time, I could go and show you the majority of nations in the world right now have had anti-Semitic acts of violence and hate like this just in this year already. Yeah, this is in Italy, and let me tell you, the Roman Catholic Church is anti-Semitic. There are Roman Catholics who are not. That's not the church, that's people. There are Roman Catholic people who are not anti-Semitic. The church is, the Roman Catholic Church is anti-Semitic. And so Italy has always had a real bad problem with this. But it's getting worse. And this was an anti-Nazi resistance fighter lived in this historic house. And they spray painted anti-Semitic graffiti all over the place. According to this story from Fox News affiliate in... where was this at? I can't remember where it's at. Channel 5, Fox. And actually, it came, of all things, it came through a CNN wire. But the number of hate crime numbers are up 40% in L.A. That's like, oh, that's a shame. But you look at what actually it says, anti-Jewish hate crimes alone were up to 60.5% higher over 2018 in the nation's second largest city and represented the largest single category in the next year, 2019. 69 of 322 total hate crimes reported by the LA Police Department. That is a dramatic increase in anti-Semitism. I just like to call it Jew hate. That's what it is. Just in L.A., here in the United States of America. Folks, these are cities where Jews have historically felt very at home, very safe. I mean, you hear of the Jews, they own Hollywood, you know, they control Hollywood. Well, I'm not anti-Semitic, but there's some truth to that. I mean, there's not very many who aren't Jews who have a lot of control out there. Now, there are some who aren't Jews, but overwhelmingly, the Jews have been the instruments of Hollywood, and a lot of them aren't feeling safe there anymore. ISIS has come out and just, now, thanks to our president, ISIS is a shell of what it was when he was elected. But ISIS declares war on Israel and the Jews. And if they are able to gain strength in Syria and Iraq, they're going to be real problems. But these stories get very little attention nationally. You may have seen one or two of these. I'm going to show you a couple more you may have seen. But nationally, they get very little attention. Now, some poor little black boy, some black homo up in Chicago, says he's attacked and puts a rope around his neck. And we hear about that nationally for weeks. And I could give you other examples of these so-called fake hate crimes or whatever that got weeks of attention. And this stuff, it hardly gets national attention. When it does, maybe once or twice on the news, and that's it. And have you heard of this example? A lady named Tiffany Harris was charged with federal hate crimes in anti-Semitic attacks. And this is the New York Post. This was their cover when it happened, but it was only in New York Post. It didn't get national news. I saw it on Fox News once or twice, but very little. She yelled, "F you, Jews," and hit three Orthodox women. And then because of the liberals in New York, they had to let her out on bond with no... She didn't actually have to post bail. They just let her all out for free. So she goes out the day later and she's accused of slugging a woman on the street, just walking up to a Jewish woman and trying to beat the snot out of her. And that kind of thing got some attention, but it's going on all over the country, and it's not even getting headlines because it's happening too often. And most of these stories are only seen on the internet. And so if you don't go out on the news sites on the internet, you're not going to see it. Have you heard of this one? Swastikas and F Jews graffiti was found scrawled inside a New York City apartment building amid the spike in anti-Semitism. But guess who our left-wing liberal propaganda fake news media blamed for that story? Trump. And I heard their, I heard the explanation. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's just, you know. And folks, that's what they're going to start. They already have started doing to Christians, and they're going to do more of it. And that is accuse you of things you're not even doing. You know, when you won't take pictures of a bunch of queers getting married, that's supposed to be a hate crime. That's not a hate crime. That's just you practicing your personal beliefs. And more you're going to see that kind of thing. And so whenever you see things like this on social media that I'm about to show you, is an example. This was yesterday. I came in my feed, and I blocked the guy after I saw it. Look at that Confederate statue over there. Them racist white goyim better take it down. They're trying to blame the Jews for all the anti-Confederate stuff. Now, I'm not saying there's not some of these Jews involved in that, but most of it is stupid white kids. Most of this political correctness and this anti-American history stuff going on are stupid white kids. They're spoiled brats whose their parents pay their way and send them off to these colleges and universities. They don't get a real education. They get their degree in underwater basket weaving or psychology. You know, both are useless degrees, by the way. And then they can't get a job, so they're working in McDonald's, and they can't, so they're mad at you and mad at me because of their stupidity. I'm telling you, that's what it's about. Everybody's got to blame somebody else, so they blame the Jews. That's what happened in Germany. I mean, Adolf Hitler was a loser, okay? Adolf Hitler was a loser. He couldn't get a job. He couldn't paint. He wanted to be an artist. You know, there's rumors about Adolf. I don't know if it's true or not. But there's rumors he was a queer, and this Eva Braun was just a front. I'd believe it, because if you read his life history, he was a fruitcake. He was a loser. So how did he become famous and powerful? By blaming the Jews for him being a loser. So keep in mind exactly who is behind it. Now, I know the history. I know about the Treaty of Versailles, and I know all that stuff. I'm not saying that's the only reason Germany became what it became under Hitler, but I'm saying that Hitler himself, his claim to fame, Mein Kampf. I've read it. Most of the people who criticize me haven't. But as I said, keep in mind exactly who is behind all this. It's satanic. Satan thinks this is his agenda that he wants. You know what? He could be right here in this room right now. Satan can only be at one place at one time. So all you charismatics out there, about 10,000 of you all at one time rebuking Satan and binding Satan and all that, can't happen. He can only be at one place. You might have a devil in there, but it's not Satan. But if Satan was here right now and showed up and I tried to talk him out of it, I wouldn't be able to do it. That explains why you know so many people when you try to tell them the truth about this stuff. They won't listen.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally deceived.
Just deceived like the devil himself. And you can sit down with Satan himself and you could not talk him out of this. You could look at Satan and say, "You don't understand. You're going right along with God's plan. You're doing everything God said you'd do like an idiot." All he'd do is get mad at you. Just like a liberal. Just like any unsaved conservative. And look up. That's what we do. You know, I just, people will call me and email me or whatever and say, "Well, what's going on?" You know, We like this Trump thing. I pray that Trump wakes up and does the wise thing, but you know, if he's set on doing this and Netanyahu's set on doing this, or Gantz or who ends up being a prime minister is set on doing this, and the world comes together and wants to do this, you ain't going to stop it. We'll pray for God's will. Amen?
Yeah.
Thy will be done. If that means I'm about to be raptured, praise the Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready because Jesus has saved me. And I'm ready because I'm sick of this world. I'm just sick of this world. And I'm not just talking about the drag queens commercials at the Super Bowl that everybody's got all upset about. You're going to watch the Super Bowl for the ads, you're going to see a bunch of queers and drag queens. That's what they got ready for you for Stupid Bowl this year. I haven't watched the Stupid Bowl in 5 years because I'm not going to be force-fed fags. But most Christians are more than happy to just swallow it down. I won't do it. Now, I'm not trying to lift myself up. I just think it's strange that Christians would just sit there and feed on that stuff. You know how much I love the Ohio State Buckeye football? They start that stuff, I'll burn all my stuff. I'll never root for the Buckeyes again. I hope so. I was a Cincinnati Reds fan. I was a Cincinnati Bengals fan from birth. And when I saw what Major League Baseball was doing to people who took a stand, like, and I'm not even going to remember his name. How many of you might remember the ESPN? He worked for ESPN Radio, and he was a Hall of Fame level baseball player.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy.
He spoke out on the trans bathroom thing and got fired. And Major League Baseball just cut him off. And they've done that to a few people. And the NFL, the National Fruitball League, is what they ought to call it. And they've now been embracing all the queers in the locker room and everything. And the Dallas Cowboys, you should see how they fawn over this former defensive lineman that they have who got married to a man and now lives with a man and his ex-wife and his son in one house. And the Dallas Cowboys treat him like a hero. Now, I'm telling you, I go on and on with what's going on in sports today. And when it starts down in Ohio State University football program, because the college, the university's gone. Fagville. Sodomites. Columbus and Gomorrah. Mark would love that if he wasn't sleeping. But once they start that in the football program, I'm done. Luke 21:28. This is what I'll be rooting for. And when these things begin to come to pass. You see that? There's a lot of preachers out there who rob you of your excitement by saying, that's just talking about after the rapture and the people who are... No, Jesus does talk to those people in Luke 21, but then he stops and he says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And that's where we are. I believe this. I believe it. Well, that's where we are right now. You say, well, you probably thought that in the 70s or 80s. I wasn't saved then. 90s, yes. And then after 9/11, even more. And now, even more. Yeah, I thought it was close then. But I haven't lost faith. I've just realized we're even closer. And the theological beauty of it is, you can wake up every day and look in the mirror and say, you're one day closer to seeing Jesus. You know how many times my day has gotten started off right? I wish I'd do that every day, and I don't. I just forget sometimes, get busy or whatever. But there's days where I'll look at that mirror. The first thing I do is go, oh, that's you. I brush my beard. And you know. But then you are one day closer to seeing Jesus. That is a fact. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you are one day closer to being in His presence. Whew. That'll light your fire every single morning. Even before coffee. Most of you here, I don't even think drink it. Or tea. So we're going to end it with that and have a few minutes. Johnny?
Yeah, just wanted to... I mean, I know this is pretty obvious, but it was interesting to think about it. So we're talking about, of course, how Satan's been trying to kill all the Jews, kill Jesus. But the silly bit, this is why I'm sure God's laughing at him, because we remember Abraham, right? Abraham had such faith that he knew that if his son was killed, God could raise him from the dead. So you know, let's say somehow Satan was able to somehow kill all the Jews. God could just raise him back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is that, but that would then make the dry bones prophecy of Ezekiel very literal. Them bones and bones and dry bones, remember? How many of you know I'm talking about the Ezekiel prophecy of dry bones? Well, that's what we're seeing, I believe, with the Israel right now being a nation. But if Satan were able to just kill them all, then God would still just take their dry bones and raise them from the dead. And Jesus said he could have the stones cry out, you know. So
he is going to raise those two prophets.
Two witnesses. Yeah.
I guess that shows you the difference that, I mean, maybe this is obvious, but it should be interesting to remember, Satan does not have faith in God's word.
That's the big one. That's the big problem right there.
Yeah. Smart and powerful as he is, he doesn't have faith in God.
Anybody who gets up in a pulpit or a classroom or anything and teaches against what God's word says and tries to make you not believe that it's true, they are the physical embodiment of Satan at that moment. There's a guy named Bart Ehrman, started out at Moody Bible Institute, of all places. He now goes around, all he does his whole life is to debate with Christians and try to talk them out of believing the Bible. Ehrman, Bart Ehrman. And I watched him, he was debating, I've seen him debate two or three people. And now I'm going to forget who the guy's name was he debated. But it was a Christian he debated. And he did a real good job against, you know, countering Bart Ehrman's errors and everything. But it was just sad watching that just smug, arrogant unbeliever convinced that he has no reason to believe that there's a God in heaven. And
is there a place in the Bible where, I think it's 1 Thessalonians, if I remember right, it speaks about the don't argue over the genealogy and so on and so forth. You can debate if it's something that you want to do, but if somebody's trying to debate you to take the Lord away from you and all that kind of stuff, just have no part of it.
Yeah, I think it's actually, it looks like it's in there a couple of times. 1 Timothy 1:4, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Also, Titus 3:9, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. And that's exactly right. I give everybody a chance to have a discussion. But then once it reaches a certain point, I'm not going to go down that road with you and waste my time and yours. Yeah.
I mean, in my mind, like having a debate like I wouldn't get, like, if you know somebody is set against a crisis like this, cast not your pearls.
Right, that's another thing. Yeah.
I've run into that a lot.
Yeah. You just reach a point.
And it's just like, this is, they're doing this to try and lure me into something, and they'll option do it.
I saw a guy one time getting a discussion like that, and he finally stopped. He says, you know what? You keep talking, but we need to stop this discussion, because all I hear is oink, 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 oink. And he's like, what's that supposed to mean? He said, cast not your pearls before swine. I'm done. That's construction debates. When you're on construction sites, you hear those kind of debates. You got one more? Yeah, Jenny?
Online, they're asking, how is anti-Semitism so bad and widespread, even though God punishes it sometimes severely?
And again, it's just a spiritual thing. There's no intellectual basis. There's no reasoning or logic to it. It's, yeah, they are driven by. Now, you know, we're not saying they're devil possessed and everything like that in every case, but they are. The Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness, and that they are under the prince and power of the air, and the god of this world has blinded them. So it's a spiritual thing, not an intellectual thing.
Well, it's like with what will happen during the Great Tribulation, is people will be, it's like they're suffering the judgment of God, and they will not.
Will not? Yeah, you think, you read all that they're under, all the pain and suffering of the judgment of God, and they still won't repent in Revelation, during Tribulation. It's a fascinating thing. And that's what Johnny said, you know, not only Satan, but all of his people, their problem is they don't believe in God's Word. They don't have faith and trust in God's Word. That really is how simple it is. Amen? All right, good study.
Can cheer the heart like Jesus by his presence, all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine! All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. What a wonderful redemption, never can a mortal know. How my sin, the red like crimson, can be whiter than the snow. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Every need his hand supplying, every good in him I see. On his strength divine relying, he is all in all to me. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. By the crystal flowing river, with the ransomed I will sing. And forever, praise and glorify the King. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Thank you. I sit and stare into the bright blue sky, praying for that shout of the archangel's cry, longing for a trumpet blast to rock this place, longing to fly past the moon and see your face. Oh, even so, come quickly. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired all day. Mostly know the truth, but reject the way. Apocalypse of Jesus Christ will fix this mess. Meantime, I'm stuck on this earth under duress. Oh, even so, come quickly.
Just keeping it real, folks.
Truth doesn't sell in this techno age. Unity without the truth is all the rage. Jesus' name is banned and lessons used in vain. Inmates run the asylum as this world goes insane. Oh, even so, come quickly.
On the floor.
Don't take me wrong, I have joy in the Lord. I know how this all ends as I read God's word. That is why I don't despair and cry all day. I know in whom I trust and I know I'm saved. Oh, even so, come quickly.
Oh, even so.
Oh, even so, come quickly.
Out on the last.